The most critical mitzvah that we perform on Leil HaSeder is the mitzvah of telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to our children. And this mitzvah is mentioned four different places throughout the pages of Chumash. Number one, Perek Yud Beis and Sefer Shemos. V'haya ki savo el ha'aretz asher yitein Hashem lachem kasher diber ushmartem es ha'avodah hazos. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you do all of this ritual of bringing the Karban Pesach, on that occasion, v'haya ki yomur aleichem b'neichem ma ha'avodah hazos lachem, your children are going to ask you, what is this that you're doing? Why are you involved in the Karban Pesach? Why are you observing the Yom Tov of Pesach? That is the first time that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned. Number two, Sefer Shemos Perek Yud Gimel. V'haya ki yivyacha Hashem al eretz haknani v'achiti v'hamori v'achivi v'ayivusi asher nishba l'avosecha l'aseis lach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to that land, which, by the way, is also Eretz Zavas Chalavud Vash. Va'avadata es ha'avoda azos b'chodesh hazeh. And you will observe all of the different mitzvahs that you need to do during this month of Nisan. Then says the Torah, v'higadata levincha b'yomahu le'mar, b'avarzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. That is place number two that we find in Chumash. Place number three, Sefer Shemos Perek Yud Gimel once again. V'haya ki v'yacha Hashem al eretz haknani kasher nishba lecha v'lavosecha unesan alach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. And on that occasion, v'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar lemer mazos. Your child is going to ask you, why is it that we do all of these mitzvahs? V'amarta ilav, and you will explain to him. V'chozek yado tziyano Hashem mi Mitzrayim mi beis avadim. That is time number three. And time number four is in Sefer Devarim Perek Vav, V'haya ki v'yacha Hashem Elokecha l'eretz asher nishba l'avosecha l'Avraham Yitzchak l'Yakov l'aseis lach. Arim gedolos v'tovos asher l'banisa. You're going to have these amazing cities in Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be a populated community. And then, ki yishalcha bincha machar le'mar maha edus v'achukim ha'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. When your child will then pin you on the question, what is it that we're doing here on Pesach? Ve'amar to Levincha, you should tell him, Avadim ayinu lefar b'mitzrayim ve'yetzienu Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yad chazak. You tell him the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is where our Haggadah gets the four sons, because it's mentioned four different times in Chumash, in four different contexts, and therefore the Baal Haggadah assumes that this is really a reference to four different children, and us having to respond in a very particular way to each one of those kids. But one has to be blind not to have noticed a seemingly unrelated detail that is mentioned in all of these four psukim. And that is that it's impossible to assume that this is arbitrary. You cannot say that this is accidental or haphazard, that it just so happens to be that in all four of the places where the Torah mentions Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim v'higadata levincha b'yom ahu, in all four of those places it is introduced by saying something about coming to Eretz Yisrael. Is the mitzvah v'higadata levincha only to be done in Eretz Yisrael? Is this conditional? Is this dependent? Do we assume that it's contingent upon my entering the land that I now have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Obviously not. We live in Chutz Laretz. We have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't matter if we live here or we live in Eretz Yisrael. We all share the obligation equally. And therefore, we have to ask ourselves, why is it that the Torah goes out of its way in each of these four psukim to stress the fact, V'haya ki savo, it will be when you come to the land, and then you will do all the mitzvahs of Chag HaPesach, then you have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is that introductory comment all about? We turn our attention and our focus to the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, tells us exactly how we are meant to observe the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder. And there's so much Torah that is revolving around these Rambams, but here, just on a most basic level, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, says the Rambam, our biblical obligation is L'saper B'nisim V'niflo Shanasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. We are meant on the 15th night of Nisan to recount all of those miracles, all of the wonders that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim, Shenemar, because the Torah says, Zachar es hayom hazeh asher yatzasa mi Mitzrayim. We have an obligation to commemorate, to relive, to remember, and to recognize all that God did for us when we left Egypt, when we came out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Rambam, that is the basic nature of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, on Leil HaSeder. Coming off of the heels of that Rambam, we look in the Haggadah itself, and we're introduced to the storytelling by saying the following, Bechar dar v'dar in every generation. Chayv anam liris asatzmo kiilu hu yatzim mitzrayim. We have to not only recount and talk about the story, but we also have to re-experience, we have to relive what it means to leave Mitzrayim. That is what the Rambam says, that is what the Baal HaHaggadah writes, Shenemar, V'yigadat alevincha bayamahu leymar. Ba'avrzeh asa Hashem li'bitzesim in Mitzrayim. Then the Baal HaHaggadah goes further and he says, and this is the most critical line, Lo as habaseinu b'lvad ga'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela afu sanu ga'al imahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only do this for our ancestors, he did it for us living today in Galus. He did it for us as well. Shenemar, what is the proof text? And here, the Baal HaHaggadah teaches us everything that we need to know about why it is that we do this mitzvah on this evening, says the Baal HaHaggadah. Ve'otsanu hotzi misham. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam extract us from Egypt? Liman, with one goal in mind. Liman, it is in order. Havi osanu lases lanu es ha'aretz asher nishba l'avosenu. The whole purpose, the objective, everything that happened when we came out of Mitzrayim was all with one intent in mind, and that was to get to our final destination, and that is to be in Eretz Yisrael. It is not coincidental that all of the four times, as we mentioned, that the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Higadat Alevincha Bayomahu Leymar, in all four of those cases, the Torah introduces it with a fact that is not just incidental, it's something that is so much contingent on everything that Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And the Torah here, the Baal HaHaggadah writes, the point, the objective, the intent of everything that we try to do is for one purpose only. Leman havi yosanu, it was in order to bring us to the promised land, to the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, kasher nishba l'avuseinu l'aseis lanu, as the Ribbono Shel Olam promised. That is what Leil HaSeder is all about. Listen to a penetrating comment of Rav Avram Shur, and I think it's so insightful, it is so interesting. And in order to fully appreciate what he says, we just have to first be aware of the halacha that the Bach writes in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. So we have a sugya Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara talks about whether mitzvahs trichos kavana or not. When we perform a regular mitzvah, do we have to have intent to perform that mitzvah or not? I come to shul in the morning, I say Kriya Shema. Do I have to actually have in mind that I'm saying Kriya Shema and fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Bayom Uvalayla? Or is it good enough that I just say the words? So the Gemara has a whole discussion, and the basic compromise opinion that we adopt in Shulchan Aruch is, when it comes to a mitzvah de'araisa, you have to have in mind that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah midrabanan, you do not have in mind. So therefore, it comes night of the Seder, and you get to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, which is only midrabanan. You do not have to have in mind that I'm drinking the Dalet Kosos in order to fulfill my obligation of Shtias Dalet Kosos Baleil HaSeder. However, you look in all the Atzro Chumashim Sidurim today, and you will find where it says, by Kriya Shema, there's a little line that says there, everybody should have in mind that now I'm doing the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And when we get to the later parts of Kriya Shema, which mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's another insert there where it says, everybody should now have in mind that I am doing this in order to fulfill my biblical obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. The reason why that's there is because for a mitzvah midaraisa, you have to have a baseline kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah in order to fulfill the mitzvah that I was expected to perform at this moment of my life. Writes the Bach, that is the baseline kavana that you need to have by Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. That is the baseline kavana you need to have when you do any mitzvah midaraisa. So when we blow the shofar or anything else that we do that is a mitzvah midaraisa, we need to have kavana that we are now fulfilling the mitzvah that Hashem asked us to do. However, writes the Bach, there are three mitzvos in which we have an expectation from the Torah that we have a secondary kavana as well. And that is, says the Bach, the mitzvah of tefillin, when we put on tefillin every day. Number two, he says, the mitzvah of sukkah. And number three, he says, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the reason why these three are an exception to the rule is because here the Torah goes out of its way and says, there is a reason why you have to perform these mitzvos. Leman, in all three of those cases, it says by tzitzis. The reason why you wear tzitzis is, leman tizkur uvasisem es kol mitzvosai. The reason why you wear tzitzis is to remind you at all times that you have to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem. And therefore writes the Bach, if you put on your tzitzis, and at no point in the day while you wear them do you think of the reason why you're supposed to be wearing them, you have not been in fulfillment of this mitzvah. There is a secondary requirement of kavana by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Similarly, he writes when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. There the Torah says, why is it that I have an obligation to wear tefillin? The Torah instructs me, L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha. And number three, by sukkah, he says, if you sit in the sukkah, and at no point while you're sitting there do you think of the reason why you're supposed to be there, you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the Torah there says, L'man yedu dorosechem. The reason why I've instructed you to sit in the sukkah is that you need to remember that you were basukos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael b'otzios ha-me'aretz Mitzrayim. So the Gedolei Achronim have a major discussion about what exactly did the Bach mean? Is he meant to be taken literally? If you don't have kavana by tefillin, by tzitzis, and by sukkah, for the reason why the Torah instructed you to do it, you're actually not in fulfillment of the mitzvah at all? Is that really true? This is a machlokas between the Prima Gadim and the Aruch Laner, as how to understand, how to explain this line of the Bach. Does he mean to say that this will really be li'ikuva? It will stop you from fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah if you don't have actual kavana for what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it? Or did he just mean that lechatchila it's a nice thing to do? So some achronim say that this is actually ma'akev, and if you don't have the actual kavana that you need to have, you have not been in fulfillment of the mitzvah at all. Now the problem with this bach is, some achronim mention, let's say we have a mitzvah of ma'aser sheni. So the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, the reason why you're supposed to bring ma'aser sheni and bring it to Eretz Yisrael and eat it in Yerushalayim is because v'achalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'makam asher yivchar l'shaken shemo sham l'man tilma the yiras Hashem Elokecha kol hayom. The Torah there says l'man as well. So maybe if you eat ma'aser sheni without having specific kavana for why you're doing it, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah either. So why did Bach leave that out? Maybe he left it out because we don't have ma'aser sheni today. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash, so therefore the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Bach is only addressing mitzvahs that apply today. Tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah. And he didn't mean to leave out intentionally those mitzvahs which might be under the same category. But says Rav Avram Shur that perhaps this is what the Baal HaAgadah is trying to get our attention to. In the very introductory pasuk to our Leil HaSeder when we say, V'osanu hotzi misham, the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we mentioned, why did he take us out of Mitzrayim? Leman havi osanu lasis lanu es haaretz asher nishba l'avoseinu. Suggests Rav Avram Shur perhaps, if somebody goes through the whole Leil HaSeder and does not think at least once throughout the course of the evening that the reason why we have this mitzvah, the reason why we came out of Mitzrayim, the objective of all that we talk about is to remind ourselves that it's time to go to Eretz Yisrael. That is the purpose, that is the goal, that is the objective of all that we went through in Mitzrayim, was simply to get us to that point where we would be a nation free in Eretz Yisrael. If you go through an entire evening without even mentioning that once, without thinking about that once, says Rav Avram Shur, perhaps this fits into what the Bach said. It's one of those cases where the Torah said leman, where the Torah tells us the reason for the mitzvah. And if you miss it, perhaps you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah at all. And I think it's so easy because we get lost on Leil HaSeder with the story of the Makos and the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and all the great miracles. And it's very easy to lose focus and not to pay attention to what the Baal HaAgadah himself writes, that the objective of everything that happened in Mitzrayim was simply to get us to the promised land, to get us to Eretz Yisrael, that we should be able to appreciate how lucky we are to have that land and what it means to live a life in Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, we say one of the beautiful comments on Leil HaSeder that we talk about is, Kama malos tovas lamakam aleinu. How much we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things He's done for us. Now, what has He done? Hotzi yanu mimitzrayim. And then we say, Asabahem shvatim, Va'asab Eloheim, Va'harag es b'choreim, the Ribbono Shel Olam carried out all the miracles, and He killed the firstborn, and then He gave us their money, and then He was Karalahem Asayam, and after that, Heviranu b'socha b'charava, and after that, He brought us to Har Sinai. And after all that, what's the culmination? What's the climax? What's the final line? He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. That's the objective. That was the reason why we came out of Mitzrayim, was simply to get us to that point where we would be in Eretz Yisrael and have the opportunity to experience what it means to be a nation living in Eretz Yisrael. This is so much the climax of everything that Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about, and it's so easy to miss it on Leil HaSeder if we don't make a special focus on this as we go through the pages of the Haggadah. Let me just close with one final word, and that is something that I saw in the Sefer of the Yitav Lev. The son of the Satmar Rebbe gave me a gift a couple of years ago, which was the one and only Satmar Sefer I have in my house. It's called the Yitav Lev. And there, I felt I had to read it a little bit if he gave me a gift. So in there, he has a beautiful comment when he talks about the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, we come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur every year. And we say, Al Chetcha Chatana Lefanecha, we did this thing wrong, we did that thing wrong. And one of the most critical components of tshuva process is that a person has to say, I have charata for what I've done, and kabbalah ala asid, I feel bad for whatever it is I may have made a mistake about, and I hope that in the future I won't make the same mistake again. So we say al chait, and this is part of the process. And the Malachi Asharis, the Yitav Lev, gives some sort of beautiful imagery, and he says, Malachi Asharis sit there in heaven, and they listen to our prayers. And they listen, and they say, really? I seem to remember last year, this Shechter was here in Shul, the same seat, saying the same Al-Khayt for the same Avera that he did this year. So what do you mean? He's telling you, Kabbalah ala Asid, he's telling you he'll never make the same mistake again, and you should forgive him for all the terrible things he's done. He did the same thing last year, and we had this conversation already. Don't accept his prayers, say the Malachi Asharis, because you know that it's not sincere. You know that it's not real. You know he hasn't come through on his promise, and he's not going to come through this year either. What does Klal Yisrael respond? So the Yitav Lev writes, the beautiful imagery is, Klal Yisrael stands up and says, we say every year on Yom HaKippurim, and it's the same thing that we say on Leil HaSeder. L'shana haba b'yaradi Yisrael. We end off the Seder by saying, L'shana haba b'yushalayim. That's the way we end off Yom HaKippurim as well. And we say it every year, and we believe it every year. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, I seem to remember that last year at the end of Yom Kippur I was here, and I asked the same thing. L'shana haba b'yaradi Yisrael. L'shana haba b'yushalayim. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't come through on his promise, but I believe it anyway. And I say it every time. And I start off the Haggadah by saying, L'shana haba b'yaradi Yisrael. I do believe with a complete emunah shelema that I will come to that time when we will be once again in Eretz Yisrael, when we will be returned to our land, when we will get to that promised future that the objective of all of Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And therefore we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we believe in the statement that we say every year to you, and we continue to believe, L'shana haba b'yaradi Yisrael, L'shana haba b'yushalayim, even though year after year in Galus we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not answered our prayer, we have a right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say Al Chayt, and year after year you hear us say the same thing, we have a right to demand of Him as well that He should believe us with sincerity, that we really mean what it is that we say. And we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our prayers, not only when we say all the Al Chayt and all the confessions and all the terrible mistakes that we've made, but when we pray and we ask with sincerity for L'shana haba b'yaradi Yisrael, which is so much the crux and the apex of what the Seder is all about, L'man havi osanu, in order to bring us to that land, Kasher nishba l'avoseinu l'asislanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised our forefathers. That is the way we introduce the Haggadah, because that is so much what the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience was meant to teach all of us, and that is the objective of all that we try to accomplish after leaving Mitzrayim and becoming the free people that we became.